WSHF 567, Nottingham. WSHF 567, Nottingham.
WSHF 567 from WS. HM 738.
That's Leyden.
I think that's hello. Are you saying hello? I'm not sure what that waving thing is. Did I do something wrong? You waving me in?
I'm saying hello.
Well, just say hello then.
And hello there.
Hey, Sam, good morning. How do you copy? Am I making it in okay?
Sir, it sounds like you're in my driveway.
Wow, that's pretty good. All right. Just trying out a different radio here, so I didn't know. Just had bought it. It's a Part 95E radio. I don't even know the name of it, but I just got it last night, but... Anyways, very good. Yeah, you're getting in all right. There's a little bit of noise with you. I guess it's consistent with this repeater. I think it's in Detroit somewhere, and I think it's getting some interference on the input, but yeah, you're fine, though. Yeah, you need to get a... Need you to get a little mobile unit that's something a little higher power, I think. That probably cuts you through some of the mess when it's acting up. Or an external antenna is the other option, or both.
I'm in the kitchen right now by the window. My house has wire mesh throughout it, you know, because it's that wet plaster stuff, so, yeah, I have a hard time.
No, I get it. I can just hear some interference mixing in with your signal when you're talking. So I think that probably becomes more susceptible to a weaker signal in, right? Which would be consistent with something coming in on the input a little bit. Anyways, you're fine other than that, right where you're at right there. So, all right, I'll let you continue on. I'll catch you later. You have a good morning. WSHM 738.
You have a good day, 738, 567, monitoring.
WRWB 29, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
No, maybe a little picket fencing at times, but for the most part, you know, you're pretty much full flighting.
Your audio is a little light, so you need to get up on that microphone, and then they definitely have some interference coming in. I'm not sure which one you're going through at the time. Are you through the Mount Clemens repeater?
That's correct. I'm on the Mount Clemens.
Each one has a different thing going on, right? So that's interesting. So, yeah, they'll work it out. They're very capable people. All right. Well, anyways, good morning. Let me, put this thing down and pay attention to driving here. Anyways, good morning from WSHM 738.
WSHM 738. Have yourself a good day. 567, monitoring.
WRWB 489 will be standing by.
Time, Mike.
Yeah, good morning.
This is WSGB-419 monitoring.
Good morning, you got WRWB-489.
Good morning, you're sounding great.
What's your QTH? I'm just over here in Clinton Township.
I'm just getting on southbound 23 around Grand Blanc on the Flint repeater. Going southbound away from the repeater.
Gotta love New York City, huh?
Sorry, what was that last inspection there?
772, you're both on a green. From 24 Mile and Shelby Road, Shelby Township, Michigan. No, it says, you gotta love Buick City, and there's another guy in there, I think he said he was at 24 Mile Road in Shelby. Go ahead there, Shelby Township.
Oh, that's affirmative. Shelby Township, 24 and Shelby Road. Loud and clear. Over.
What was your call sign again there, 24 and Shelby?
This is Whiskey Sierra Golf Club 772, Paul out of Shelby Township. I'm mostly a listener on this radio. Once in a while I'll get out of the Kit Kat. Over.
Yeah, copy. I know that area quite well. kind of an interesting area. You know, you got those little, I guess you could say, unallocated, grave sites there, or cemeteries that are next to those people's houses.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area. I work at the old Park Davis facility on Parkdale Road in downtown Rochester. Been here 33 years, and I love it out here. I'm from St. Clair Shores. That's where I grew up. I'm just about there at my work, so good talking to you, and this is WSGB-772 down and out.
Yeah, the tail end there, you had a little QRM coming in there with you. Some Vegas ride, so. But for the most part, they got what you were saying. So, anyway, this is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WSGI 432, mobile and monitoring.
Morning there, 432, WSGU 844. How's it going, Jimmy?
Not too bad, 844. How you doing this morning, WSGI 432?
Not too bad, not too bad. Got your front door. I'm at, or am I, you might be at work already.
If I have to stay home and maintain a generator, I'm still out of power from the storm the other day.
Oh, roger, roger. Oh, sorry to hear that. That sucks. Hopefully you get your power today before we get that other storm. Over.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Consumer's website says 11:30 tonight. Well, that could change. It said that the other night. out. Supposed to be on Monday night at 11:30, and it never came on, so who knows.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, mine flickered a few times Sunday night, but we're lucky we didn't lose it. But yes, we're doing some improvements to the house. So yeah, generator will be in the very near future.
Yeah, I definitely want to look into one that'll run my furnace because it is really cold at night.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm getting out of that. I'm getting in the plenty range away from the Mayville repeater, so I'm going to let you go. Good talking to you. Good luck. Hope you get your power sooner than later. And we'll chat at you later, my friend. Stay safe. WSCU 844. And we'll be monitoring.
All right, Sermon, you have a good day today. Drive safe, and I'll talk at you later. WSGI 432, mobile and clear.
Thank you. Roger, roger. You also. WSGU 844.
WSAA 336, monitoring.
WSHR 566, you got your radio on.
Yeah, I was in Washington Township at the time, and the repeater was down around 696 or so, Southfield area. And I picked it up when the weather was right, and I got on and talked to some people.
Yeah, I just haven't had a chance to get back with Scott and talk to him, but, you know, I figured, well, if I get enough information, I can put it out there and see, I don't know what people looking to get, I should say, you know, what people can charge people, how many people, but I had something to think about.
Copy that, yeah. Hopefully a bunch of us are on the same wavelength as you and I pay a small fee yearly. It'd be cool because there's a lot of dead areas in Southeast Michigan. All the keys and repeater and things are coming.
Yeah, copy that. You know, like I said, my repeater I'm putting working on. I mean, 625 covers it, part of Unclemens covers it, but it's like, well, sometimes you just want to get away from all the others.
Yeah, copy that. But anyways, so what are you up to this morning?
Heading into my wonderful job.
Copy that, same here. Oh, hey, at least this half the week is over with, so that's one way of looking positive about it.
Absolutely. Plus, I've been waiting to hear about another job opportunity, so the waiting is just a killer, too.
Copy that. Well, I've got 21 years then with this one in Maine, and I'm hoping to work a few more years to retire, so I'll be 60 in June. I'm getting tired of the crazy day in and day out.
No, I get that. I did 30 years in one municipality, 3 years with another, and then my third year with another. But if this other job opportunity comes through and I can swing it, $150 for a repeater. Now that would be good.
Yeah, copy that. So are you a PO?
Nope. I'm currently actually, you know, a fleet mechanic.
Okay, cool. For what community, if I may ask?
Currently working in the city of Grosse Pointe.
Nice, very nice. So you work on their all their vehicles, or just certain ones?
No, I'm lucky enough to work on all of them, from the mowers all the way up through their garbage trucks.
Copy that, because, yeah, I'm a emergency vehicle buff. I photograph fire trucks and police cars, ambulance, so yeah, I've been down there last year, got some opportunities at some open houses to photograph some of their stuff.
Yeah, a lot of these new vehicles definitely create a huge challenge for us mechanics.
Oh yeah, I can imagine. All these electronics and computers and so forth. Yeah, it's crazy.
But keeps me going. You know, like I said, I've been now 37 years working for municipalities. And the next job opportunity is just for another municipality, but just in a different setting, to be a supervisor instead of just
I need a break, is basically it.
I copy that. So now you might get tired of it and want to get your hands back into it.
Oh, trust me, I got a lot of side work to keep me busy.
I copy that. Yeah, I've got a friend that, he's out here on the repeater now and then, but he works for a company that outfits emergency vehicles and fleet vehicles. He's been doing it for many years.
Well, I guess you guys get all the water that you guys need to construct it.
Let's be on the Detroit repeater. You're kind of on it. That darn Detroit diesel is kind of trying to overpower you.
Yeah, I hit some spots too with 65.
I just motored in the Sterling Heights going by the dealerships here on Van Dyke, so I'm almost to where 20. So I'm going to let you go, my friend. 3:30, I think your name is Scott, right? Kurt. I'm sorry, Kurt. Yeah, that's right. I don't know if I've got you in my logbook at home or not, but yeah, definitely will make that happen. Motor safe. Have a great day, and maybe we'll chit-chat with you on the other side. Have a great day. Be safe. WSBU 844, and I'll be clear at your final.
All right, Trevor, you have a great day. Don't work too hard there. We'll definitely talk to you on the other side. WSFF 330, for monitoring.
WSBU 202, Sherman and Scott over there, 202.
Roger that, Scott. Sorry about that, gentlemen. But, I'm at the work 20, so I'm going to have to turn the thing off. I'll chit-chat with both of you on the other side today. Stay safe. WSBU 844, good talking to you guys. We are clear.
Have a great day, 844, 202, we're back. WSGH, 922, monitoring.
WRTP 347 mobile monitoring.
WSAA 336 mobile.
USGI 432 monitoring.
432, station 432, WSGH 922.
How's it going this morning, Greg? WSGI 432.
Yeah, it's going pretty good, other than a dreary day outside, but how you doing?
Hanging in there, hoping they get the power on today.
Wow, you're still out, huh?
Still out. Supposed to be by 11:30 tonight now. They changed the update.
You want a generator power?
Yeah, my dad gave me a generator so I could plug my pump in so I don't have to keep manually doing it with buckets.
Yeah, Roger. Roger that. That'd get old after a couple hours of doing that. If yours runs like mine, it's constantly running 24/7.
That first night, I was doing 4 to 6 5 up and down the basement stairs and out the front door. It really sucked.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, oh, Pete. Yeah, hopefully that, you got your, what size generator you got?
It's a small 4,400 watt.
All right, yeah, that should do your sump pump and refrigerators, freezers, stuff like that. No problem.
For sure, that's what I got running right now.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. I've lived my house 20 years, and I've never seen so many power outages in the last 3 years, actually. It's probably went out 7-8 times. It's crazy. I went out and I bought a whole house generator, 1,450 watt tri-fuel, and mounted put it in a shed next to my house, had my house wired, so all I got to do is fire it up, plug it in, and charges the whole house. I got tired of messing around. I'm too old for that shit.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you swore. I'm calling the FCC.
Furnace and then the fridge and the sump pump. These nights have been pretty brutal the last couple nights.
Oh, Dave's out there listening. Better be quiet. Go ahead, I was just going ahead. You say there, Jamie, I didn't catch your last one.
I think that was Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to rest in a sec. I didn't know I could do that with you.
How's that going this morning, Dave?
Going all right. Still waking up, but it's going good. How's your morning going?
It's okay. A little rough here or there. No power, but other than that, it's going.
Yeah, right. All right, I'll let you guys get back at it. I'm going to set my coffee and monitor. I did Greg swore and I keyed up. Told him I'm going to record him. I didn't know you were keyed up, so. Anyway, again, good morning, gentlemen. So just as a 793 monitor.
Wow, Dave, you're, must be on that Detroit repeater. That thing is really dieseling out this morning.
WSEU 202, good morning, 2.
Uno momento, Greg.
432, Jimmy, if you need a generator, let me know. I got a backup one. I think it's about 1,000 watt.
Yeah, right on. I appreciate all that. But I think I'm running smooth here with just running these two items here on this one here. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is this any better?
Yeah, it does sound a little bit better.
Yeah, right. I'm not trying to go for clear, full quieting stuff. I just want to be heard, that's all. I know I got that noise behind me. I ain't nothing I can do about it. So. All right, You said you got 4 kilowatt. If you have a regular house, man, you should be able to run the whole thing on 4 kilowatt, except for electric stove and dryer.
I don't know, I'll have to look into it, but right now I'll probably be all right as long as I got that sump pump running. That's all of my concern is. All I need is a flooded basement.
Roger that. With Greg, I can relate. When I lived up north in the farm house I was in, didn't have a basement. I had a crawl space under it that was dirt. It had a pump well. It had a submersible pump in it. That thing would constantly run. We had to go through sump pumps like every 2 years or something, and it'd just run, burn out, get another one, drop it in there, run, burn out. So yeah, I know what you're saying there. Alright, I'm still waking up here, so I just wanted to see if my signal was any better. I'm back on the side monitoring. Got that Black Max, it's a 7,000 watt, I guess it is, that I upgraded to a Westinghouse 1450, which has a lot cleaner power. If you're going to run your TVs and radio, stuff like that, it's much better, plus it's tri-fuel. I have a Generac 5500. Got it from somebody who wasn't putting on no power. I changed the AVR module in it. It works now. Haven't really had the power of the house with it yet, though, but house is wired up and everything ready to go. Just light it up, plug in the suicide port, hit the switches, and the basement thing. Yeah, that's definitely nice. I looked at doing the whole house thing with the Generac automatic and all that, and it was going to be around 10 grand. And I figured, you know what, I'll just get the house wired, get a transfer box, and put a portable generator out there. So all I got to do is go out and just plug it into the house, and away you go. When I lived up north, we had this ice storm come through up in the dome there. Poles all down, everything fused out. And that's where I learned a friend come up with a 5 kilowatt generator, a suicide port. We had the dryer in the garage. So we had the generator by the back door and the suicide port running, and we got to the dryer receptacle. It ran the whole house. It ran everything, sump pumps, water pumps, everything. We couldn't keep the electric stove on or keep the dryer. And we ran for like 2 weeks. It took 2 weeks for them to get the fuse back to us. And then I had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, go out there and refill it. And then every once in a while shut it. The low oil sender wasn't hooked up. I had to go out there every once in a while, shut it down, open the cap, make sure it had oil. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I ended up buying a soft start for my air conditioner if it ever goes out when it's hot in the summer. At least I can still run the air conditioner, but I had to put a soft start on it. Seems to work pretty good. I figured all that out after trying to run it without it. It puts a strain on the generator pretty good.
I do that. I forgot to wait for more than 202. I said, well, I told him and this gentleman too. Yeah, that's the thing, though, you know, because the water pump and everything, you know, it's capacitor start motor. And when that water pump would kick on, you could hear that generator for a nanosecond just dive and then come back. You know, the motor starting up is hard. It's a little rough on him. But, yeah, ran the house for 2 weeks and
Like I said, TV, you know, we were living the luxury. Everybody else around us was out of power. We were living the luxury life. Roger that. All right, guys, I'm going to back out of here. Go grab a cup of coffee here and chill out. We'll chat with you guys later. WSGH-922 will be clear. All right, I'm going to do the same. Sorry about it. I'm going to go find me a cup of coffee too, and I'm just going to sit behind you. I'm going to do the meantime. Anyway, check you on the fish, WSFZ-793, and I'm on the side.
Alright guys, take it easy. WSFZ-432, loud monitoring.
WSCU-202. I only heard five, I think it was 922.
Go ahead, 922 here.
Hey, good morning to you, Scott on this end. Was that you that was talking about the soft start on your generator for your AC unit?
Yeah, roger that.
That I also hooked up with a suicide cord, but of course we have the AC units on a different meter, so we don't run the AC when it's hot up. But what were you talking about, the soft start?
So basically the way I understand it, it actually gets your fan going before the compressor kicks in. So it's a little bit less amperage draw. And doesn't, you know, trip out your generator, doesn't put so much strain on it.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because once we get ours going, we usually just, when I jump it like that, I just leave it on and I don't let it shut off. You know, that way I don't have that problem anymore. Okay, that was it. WSE-202, we're back quiet.
Roger that, 202 WSGH-922, we'll be clear.
Thank you much for that, by the way.
Yeah, I think it's called Michael Star GPA or something along those lines. I'm up to the UFC box. WSGB-254.
WSET-257 monitoring.
Okay, now I've seen it all. Lightning and thunder and ice, all at the same time.
WSET-959.
Central Zebra 810 base monitoring.
Train lane, go away. Lamb.
want to know who ordered this nasty weather. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Had a nice lightning bolt come through there and
boom,
and set off a couple of power lines out there, I can hear them. But it wasn't me there, WSOZ 793.
Yeah, we had a bit of thunder that came by here a little bit ago, shit the whole dang house.
Yeah, I'm having what I guess we consider a thunder shower because it's not frequent lightning or something. It's like every 15 minutes or so of a banger. But this one, I wasn't even facing the window. I was looking at my table and I seen everything flash off. And then ka-blam! And then I hear the power lines falling. I don't know if we're still supposed to get the nasty stuff later or not there, okay?
I don't know, I thought I read that it was supposed to be clearing up a bit. All I know is I woke up this morning and there was a coating of snow on the ground, like, what the heck?
Hey, Roger that. I think yesterday, I was looking on the internet there, it was supposed to be severe weather today coming through with the chance of a nice storm again up by you guys, I don't know. But it's supposed to, you know, but we're supposed to get, like, the big time, you know, the risk of tornadoes and stuff. It's supposed to be here sometime this afternoon. But I'm looking at the weather map and everything, the radar, I don't really see much happening. But then again, it's only 11 in the morning, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm about to put the weather radio on and see what Noah is saying there.
Yeah, right. It didn't occur to me. I grabbed my file saying if you hold the button number 6 down, it goes to no weather. No rain and thunderstorms, but I don't think he said anything about anything severe. It's supposed to, some thunderstorms may produce, what you say, heavy rain or something.
Yeah, I'm waiting for weather service to cycle around and tell me what's going on today instead of next week. But what I just pulled up from the Weather Channel is we got thunderstorms, few storms severe, wind 15-25, chance of rain 100%, up to 1 inch of rain. But let's see, tonight more thunderstorms. I said it doesn't look like anything more with snow. Thursday wind, Friday at and then rain for a week after that.
Yeah, that almost coincides with what the fan Noah was saying. Yeah, we're under a flood warning, or not warning, watch. I don't think it's flash flood, I think it's just flood watch there. It's been raining constantly since this morning, since I got up. So, and like I said, every 15, 20 minutes, kablam on, that's about it.
Well, you know, the nice thing about Michigan is you can sit here and complain about the current weather, and by the time you're done complaining, it's going to be a different type of weather.
Yeah, Roger, I was I talking to Kurt, somebody up by you there the other day, and I said, yeah, I said, that spring has definitely sprung. I'm pretty sure it's here. And then I think the next day before yesterday or something, he could show, they got an ice storm up here, power poles were going knocked over and power's out. And then it got cold down here, it got really cold. And I thought, well, maybe spring ain't the problem yet. You know, like you said, Michigan, man, you just can't get it straight.
Yeah, definitely. I had a chance, finally, I caught up with Kurt Thursday night, I think it was. I hadn't talked to him in forever. And I just got an email from him, I think it was. So I was glad to hear that he was doing okay.
Yeah, for a while there, I didn't hear from Kurt either, and I was a little concerned, you know, a little bit, because you got to wonder, the guy ain't out, usually he's out there quite a bit, and he's not out there for a few days now. I know he had that surgery and everything, I was a little concerned. I'd get out there and call for him, just to, but the other day, yeah, he popped out there, that's cool, we got to talking, and he said, Bob says hello to everybody, and, so at least he's okay there.
Yeah, I had been worried about him too after the surgery. I did hear him one day on the radio and I couldn't get on because I was doing an Uber trip. So I was at least glad to hear that he was on the radio at that time. And then, like I said, I kind of caught up with him last week. So it sounds like he's doing well after the surgery then.
Yeah, right, that's good to know, too. He says, still pain, we've got a little bit of pain going. I told him, I said, sometimes, man, I said, the healing, in some cases, the healing hurts more than the actual injury itself. You know, you gotta go through a little pain while it heals. But yeah, he said he's been taking walks and, you know, he's been taking it easy, you know, not doing anything stupid, but... You know, he said he's been going out and he's been taking walks till the ice storm hit. Now he's stuck in the house with no power. I don't know if he's on a generator or what, but apparently from what he says, all hell broke loose around him. And Roger.
Literally and figuratively, rain support.
So at least he's all right. I hear him out here. I'm going to say hello again. All right, Paige, I'll let you get on with your business. I'll get back to mine, you know, I was messing around with some stuff here. I'll get back into it. I wanted to take a break. I heard you out there. To wave a good morning to you, Paige. You sounded good, too. And I'll talk to you later. You have yourself a good rest of the day. So here's some Z793. I'll clear it.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, just doing some odds and ends here, trying to put them together. About to switch radios here to see which one sounds better. So you have yourself a good day. This is your CKM Charlie Zebra 810. We'll be monitoring.
Roger. I'll be monitoring. If you switch out radios, you can take me out there. I'll give you a radio check, though. All right, I'm on the side.
The other radio that I was on was a Kenworth, and I'm on a Motorola now, just wondering which one is better.
I don't know about if anybody else, but I'll be honest with you, I can't tell the difference. It sounds like you're on the same radio, Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, the goal is to have the same radio in the vehicle back and program the same way and what is what.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this one, you're coming in decently, but there's little flickers, you know. I mean, I can understand everything you're saying. I don't think the other one was doing that. Kind of like nanosecond fade out back again, you know, for a nanosecond. I'm not sure if the other one was doing that, but modulation-wise and signal-wise and everything, sounds just like you're on the other one, I think.
Roger,
that's
what we appreciate it. We're going to go back on the side here for a little bit. We will be monitoring now. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Thank you for the check. And we'll be
SSD 793 and Finder.
WSDM 993 Lima 3.
What's that, 993? WSOC 793.
Hey, Dave, what's going on, 793? WSDM 993, copy.
Rain. And lots of it, Roger.
Copy that one, I hear ya.
Figure it's raining up by you, too.
I think so. I don't know how size it is, but I think it might be possible. Could be out there. I haven't been going outside much. How's that meter working for you that you got?
That works really good. I'm happy with it. It's pretty accurate from what I've tested. And I found me a couple little adapters, and with the help of those and a dummy load, I found my dummy load. I can put my handhelds into it and find out how much power they're doing there. Roger.
Roger that. You said if I ordered me one of those meters, I would just need to order the meter, I would need to order the dummy load, or would I have to order the dummy load?
If you're going to be using the meter to check, just for checking your match and everything, no, you don't need dummy load. But you're going to need a jumper.
What is the purpose of the dummy load for then?
So you can transmit without going over the air. The dummy load, if you unhook your antenna from your radio and you transmit, you blow the radio up. You risk blowing the radio up. Dummy load is a 50-ohm resistor to ground. So the radio goes into the dummy load, it thinks it's going into a one-to-one match antenna. So you can key up all you want, check, and do whatever it is you do without putting your signal over the air.
Copy that. So without the dummy load and you just hook the meter up to it, you can test the SWR and the power wattage without the dummy load, correct?
Yeah. With the dummy load connected to it, it reads flat match, 1.0 to 1, which is flat, which is perfect. That's all the dummy load does. It makes the radio think it's going through a perfectly tuned antenna. So the finals don't heat up and blow out or nothing. You gotta run the radio through the meter, through the dummy load, you can read your output power and stuff without transmitting over the air.
I guess I kind of understand what you're saying, but not really. So if I got the meter, I can hook my handhelds and the mobile radios up to the meter without dummy load, correct?
Hook your stuff into the meter, you're going to either need a dummy load or you're going to need an antenna connected to the meter. You hook your stuff into the meter without an antenna or dummy load connected, and you key up your radio, you risk blowing it.
The handhelds already have antennas on them. So I would just need the antenna for the mobile radio.
Right. Just, you have to put your handheld on there, you have to buy the adapter, and a PL-259 barrel connector, I found out.
because I found the adapter that came with my Nagoya antenna. I realized I had that adapter, but it's I had to find a barrel connector, but and then just unscrewed the antenna from the dial thing, screwed the adapter into that, put it through the watt meter and into the dummy load, and read how much power it was doing.
Copy that one, I hear
you. You get the meter, either your mobile or handheld or anything, you go through that meter. You better make sure you got an antenna connected to it, because you don't want to key up the radio through that meter without an antenna. That'd burn your radio up.
Copy. So if I just purchase the meter, I could just take the meter and hook it up to either the handhelds or the antenna. That's all I would need. I wouldn't need anything else, is what you're saying.
No, you'd have to have an adapter for the handhelds. You'd have to rig up an adapter. But just for your DBs, yeah, you should be able to use it right out. Well, you have to have a jumper that goes between the radio and the meter. They got like 2-foot jumpers on Amazon for like $4 or something. But you have to have a jumper to go between the radio to the meter, and then your antenna screwed in on the other side of the meter, and then to read and make sure you don't blow shit up. Whoops.
Jumper you're talking about, is that the same jumper that you use for the antennas or whatever when you're hooking an antenna up?
Turning you in.
Yeah, I just, A44, I think, who was it there, Greg, 922, I'm sorry, 922 was talking this morning, he said the S word. I keyed up and I said, uh-oh, I said, I'm calling the FCC on you, you swore.
Somebody said something
about
there a second ago. I don't know what they were talking about.
I said he's going to turn me in because I said the S word. Here I joking around with Greg this morning, told him, I'm going to call the FCC on you, man. You swore on GMRF. And here I slipped him. Same word, too. But, all right, man, I'm going to get on the side and get back to what I was doing here. I just wanted to get in and wave my hand to you and good morning and all that happy stuff. So I talked to you in a little bit. WSFZ 793 clear after your final.
Happy that, Dave. WSFZ 993 clear and monitoring as well. You take care. We'll talk again.
WSDY 438, just checking it out. WSDT 257, monitoring.
Can I get a radio check, please?
What is that, good?
Thank you. This is WSAA336. Lost power at the house. Just checking on the repeater. Thank you very much, sir.
WSCB 254.
WSET 257. Are any stations available for a signal report?
WSBA 452. I'm in Troy, Michigan. You sound great, man.
Roger that. I appreciate the report. Just got a new setup here going, and got a report yesterday. It was good on high power, but I decided to switch to low and make sure I was still making it in all the way out here in Farmington. Again, appreciate the report. WSET 257, clear on your final.
Okay, are you on the 625 machine?
Yeah, going out of the Detroit repeater.
Okay, yeah, I checked you on the input. I couldn't copy you from over here, but I'm pretty far away from Farmington. The home base location's in West Bloomfield, not far from you, but I just don't happen to be in that part of town at the moment. So anyway, your deviation's good, audio level's good, sounds great. So I think seems like it's working out.
Yeah, glad to hear it. I want to maintain low power where I can. So again, thanks, and WZT 257 clear.
WSDA 452 clear.
USBM 993 monitoring mobile.
This is WSGP 419 monitoring.
5-6-6.
WSBM 993 for radio check.
No copy on last, but I hear you loud and clear, 993.
Appreciate that very much. Appreciate it. WSBM 993 clear monitoring.
There's no copy. I think I got 218. I was in here the rest of that station. WCP 357.
Hey, roger that. We down in a hole. Down in a hole for bad reception there, roger.
Yeah, I got you quite a bit better there, station.
WSGH-922 monitoring.
WSEU-202, boy is it a lovely day.
Yeah, especially if you're at Duck. WATT-959.
Station 959, WSBM 993.
Good, 993. You got 959, yeah.
How's it going, man? Give me a holler, seeing what you're up to. How's things going?
Oh, it's going. Lots of back and forth. And more time going back and forth than I do actually doing anything else. As far as the treatments go or anything. Mostly drive time.
Drive there.
Do treatment, drive back.
Come home.
Get up the next day, drive there, do treatment, come back.
It's gonna be a long 8 weeks.
That's all.
Copy that one. You got to drive to Flint or Ann Arbor or what?
Owasso. Memorial Hospital.
Copy that. Yeah, I just want to jump in there and say hi to you real quick, man. That's about it. Not doing too much otherwise. Just out driving around. Just, you know, nothing much. But just wanted to jump in there and say howdy or whatnot. So... I guess you take it easy, man, and hang in there, and we'll be in touch. WSBM 993 clear.
Sorry, Sarah, I appreciate it.
I'll let you know I got everything finalized yesterday, so I'm basically just in hurry up and wait mode and sitting here looking at my staring at my phone waiting for that thing to pop, you know, my banking app to pop up and say, there it is. But I will definitely let you know when I get that other radio, everything ordered. Once I get it ordered and I can come get this this Raj, I don't even know how to say the damn shit. It's the weirdest name for a radio I've ever seen.
Copy that, man. Like I said, appreciate you again. Thank you so much. You take care, hang in there, and we'll be wishing the best for you, man. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
Alrighty, man. Have a good rest of your afternoon and evening, and we'll talk soon. WITD 959, back to monitoring.
WSEU 202, anybody else driving down 8 Mile?
You just said driving down where?
I couldn't make out that transmission, it was all crispy and crackly.
WRZX 218 monitoring.
Good afternoon, 218 WSBM 993.
Hey, Roger that. A little bit staticky out here today with this rain, Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, earlier you were sounding real, really rough. You're sounding real good now. How am I sounding out there to you?
Hey, loud and clear there, 998. Loud and clear. I was in the mobile downtown in Pawnee, down in a hole. We're back on the base station now, so it should be better. Copy?
Hey, Roger, that there, yeah, you're definitely 100% better, no doubt, for sure. Sounding really good. What was your first name, by the way? My first name is Chad.
Yeah, Roger that, Chad. Personal Randall. This is Randall, WRZX 218. Mile north of Willow Run Airport. Roger.
Copy that, Randall. Yeah, I'm up in Saginaw here on the Saginaw repeater. Yeah, man, just wanted to jump in there and say hi real quick. Take it easy and have yourself a good one, man. We'll talk at kick-in probably. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring, mobile.
Yeah, copy that. Just hope these round of storms don't tear stuff up. We'll be listening. WIZX 218.
WSAA 336 monitoring.
WSAA 386 or 388. WSAA, yeah. Okay, WSDM 993. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, it's 336. Over.
Roger that. It's Chuck, correct?
Affirmative.
Roger that, Chuck. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, man. Sure was a wet one, though, eh?
Roger that, yeah. It's coming down pretty heavy out here in Bay City right now. Out here in Bay City, it's coming down pretty, pretty intense.
Okay, that's what's different about you. You're kind of breaking up and scratchy, so now I get it.
Roger, you said it's kind of breaking up and scratchy, probably because I'm driving and the weather probably. That is, it probably sounds kind of crappy.
The last transmission was almost perfect, but other the other ones, yes.
Roger that. I don't know if that made any difference or not. I just switched repeaters. I went back to the Saginaw repeater. Did that one make any difference at all there, Chuck?
Negative. The other one was better.
All right, we're back. Okay, on this one, I guess.
Well, that's weird. You switched over and it sounds worse now. Oh, man. Well, just keep at it. Maybe it'll level out.
Roger that. Your weather conditions, rain, all that, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, more than likely. You guys lose power today? We did for a few hours.
I didn't lose any power to my knowledge. When I was home, I didn't lose any power unless I was gone or something. But no, I've had pretty much power. Today. I haven't had any issues with
it. I got about 30% of that, but I think I got it. Yeah, our power went off here at 12:45 and came back on. Oh, maybe 2:30. Sorry about that. I was working on something, but I can hear you trying, but there's nothing coming through. Over.
Roger that, Chuck. I had to park for a minute. I don't know if that makes any difference there, if that helps or not, but...
Oh, yeah, I got that one.
And,
No, I'm not catching any of that. I'll talk to you later. WSAA 336. Clear.
Sorry, yeah, sounds good, man. WSTM 993, clear.
What do you got the power set on there? C20.
Come back on there, Rick. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said, what do you have the power set at on that DV20?
It's on high right now. How's it sound?
Better than it did 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, I don't know. Must be the weather or something, or I don't know, the weather conditions or something. I who knows? I'm not sure. Yeah, I think I'm on the right repeater. I don't know. 635. It's pretty, isn't it?
Well, 550 is Saginaw. 625 is probably Bay City. I don't know for sure. I don't have them programmed into my radio. I can't read them.
550 is Mayville, I thought.
Well, I'm talking on 550 now, and I thought it was the same. I'm mistaken. I don't know.
I didn't copy much of that there, Rick. It was kind of broken up.
I'm on my little H3 in the back room, so... It's probably going to go in and out. I'm talking on the 550 now, and that's what I know as the Saginaw.
I just looked it up here. 575 is Saginaw repeater.
Okay, then I guess I've been talking on the Mayville and calling it the Saginaw for way too long. Incorrectly. But, hey, it is what it is. I know the 725 is Flint. I know that one. I just don't pay attention to the other ones. I just switch over to this one when you guys say you can't hear me.
Roger, Mayville 550, what it says on mygmrs.com. That's what I'm going off of.
Well, that makes no sense then, because I should not be hitting the Mayville on a freaking H3 6-watt radio with a little antenna on it.
Yeah, Bay City is 625. I just looked it up. But evidently, if you're on the 550, though, you're definitely doing the Mayville repeater, so that must be a good thing for you.
Just
did there, I don't know,
it sounds
way worse than the 550 if you change repeaters.
That makes no sense at all. I'm much closer to the Saginaw repeater than I am the Mayville repeater. It makes no sense.
Well, now you're sounding pretty good, so, I don't know, probably just these weather conditions or something, I don't know, rain, whatever, you know, clouds and moisture, mixture, whatever, propagation, whatever they call it, I don't know. It probably has to do, I don't know. But, I mean, it's sounding okay now, though.
Okay, how about the Flint repeater?
Yeah, I can hear you on that one. A little bit broken up, but I can hear you on it.
I don't know. Our wonderful Michigan
weather and atmosphere does some strange things, because I should be hitting the Saginaw and the Flint way better than I hit the Mayville, but yet I'm hitting the Mayville the best, so makes no sense.
So I don't know if it's going to make any difference in my transmission, but maybe if it works again, I don't know. But I just started driving again. I was parked a few minutes ago.
You're fluttering now, but that's natural. Like you said, these conditions are not the best today. So you're going to get that flutter in there. All right, I'm going to go back and get off this HD and get on my regular radio so I can actually understand people. I'll talk to you later. WITG 959. I'm back on the side.
Clear and monitoring.
Are you at your base yet? This is WSAA 336. Delta 993? 993, this is WSAA 336. WSAA 336, clear. Station 993, this is WSAA 336, you got a copy? Station 993, this is WSAA 336, you got a copy?
WSPM 993, go ahead, Chuck.
Well, that's a whole lot better, Chad. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Just down here in Bay City still, carrying mobile. You said it sounded better.
Yeah, you were doing good. I thought maybe you were on your way back, but it's so weird, man. It's like your first transmission was perfect, and then the next one was a little crackly, but it's pretty clear. Over.
Copy. Movement and weather and stuff like that, basically, I guess, is what I'm assuming. The movement, driving, you know, stopping, going, stuff like that. Like right now I'm stopped at the light, so probably fine right now. Then when I get going, it'll probably start acting up again.
Yeah, I got you. Is it still raining there or cleared up here?
Negative. It stopped raining. It definitely stopped raining yet.
All right, man, I just wanted to let you know I didn't mean to drop you off like that. I was trying to get another radio, a clip on it, and I dropped the screw, and then you weren't coming in very good. But, hey, when you get back to Saginaw, give me a shout later.
Roger that. Sound good, Chuck. WSBM 993, Mobile Bay City, clear monitoring.
WSAA 336 on the side.
Whiskey Sierra Hotel Golf 412. Anybody out there hear me?
I got you 412. All right.
USPS 993, can you hear ya?
Thank you. Just testing out the new setting on the radio. Appreciate that, guys.
Roger that. WRGX 218, we're standing by.
WRWW 601 monitoring. On the flip repeater.
WNCU 202 monitoring. We all cursed ourselves this morning talking about generators.
WSAA 336, WSAA 336, WSBM 993, copy, Chuck.
Yes, I do. I'm over my trailer talking with my neighbor.
Roger that. Just want to let you know that I'm back home now, back in Saginaw. I'm on the handheld in the house and made it back home, so, I'll let you get back to your neighbor there, and just give me a holler in a little bit when you get free or whatever. No big deal. I'll be around, so I'll let you get back to your business. But just wanted to let you know that I made it back or whatever and whatnot, so we'll probably talk with you in a little bit or whatever. So just hit me up when you're able to or whatever. No rush or whatever. WSBM 993 clear.
Yeah, copy that. I'll give you a shout about 8:30 or so. Over. WSAA 336, clear.
I hear that, Chuck. 8:30. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring portable.
Hey, 993. I think I lost you the other night. How'd you make out with heywhatsthat.com? WCT 257.
Hey there, 257, how's it going, WSBM 993? Don't quite comprehend it or understand it too well. It's too, it's a little too, I don't know. For me, it's a little too not understanding. I'm not really good at all the measurements and schematics and stuff. It just doesn't read right with me for some reason. But I don't know, I might play around with it again and try to explore with it some more. But yeah, it was okay, I guess.
Roger that. I thought it'd be a neat tool to play around with if you're wondering, you know, why you can't reach somewhere or something. It can let you know what geographic obstructions are in your way. So, yeah, just lost contact with you the other night, so I just wanted to check in with you. WSET 257, clear on your final.
Roger that, Joe, if I recall correctly, correct? WSBM 993.
Sorry, say again?
But if I recall correctly on your name, Joe, is that correct?
The name is James. Juliet Alpha Mike Echo Sierra. WSET 257.
All right, copy that, James. All right, man. Yeah, sounds good, man. You have a good one, and we'll talk again. WSBM 993, clear, monitoring.
WSET 257, any station available for signal report?
347, this is WRTP 347. Your signal is faint and scratchy, but your transmission and tone will be over.
Roger that. Appreciate the response. Just put together a little Mantac battery powered unit here, so just giving it its first test. Appreciate the callback for the WRTP 257.
What's your power source? Because I can hear something below your signal that sounds like a power supply oscillating.
I'm running it direct off a LiPo battery.
See that? It's not 60 hertz I'm hearing. It's something higher in frequency, and it's definitely in your transmission. All right. You have a great evening. WRTP 347 clear.
CT 257 again. Any stations available for another signal report? Try a different antenna.
Much better than before. Still a little scratchiness in the background, but then I am mobile, so that might be on my end. WRYS 363.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, I just switched out to my Nagoya mag mount as opposed to a single stick whip. So, glad to hear it sounds better. Thanks for calling on UGP 257, clear.
Alrighty, have a good evening. RYS 363, monitoring.
I copy you. You're a little weak, a little scratchy, but I can make you out. WCT 257.
Station 660, WIUG 48, copy. Station 660, WIUG 48, copy.
WFAA, WSAA 336, WSBM 993, copy, Chuck. WSAA 336, WSBM 993, copy, Chuck. WSBM 993, clear.
Station 993, this is WSAA 336, you got a copy? Station 993, this is WSAA 336, you got a copy?
He was on here calling for you just a few minutes ago.
Thanks for that. WSAA 336 on the side.
This is WSET 257. Can I get one more signal report for the night?
WSEU 202, we can hear you.
Roger that. Just wanted to give this man back one more try. I appreciate the callback. WSET 257 clear.
Station 218, WIUG 38, copy. WSCIA 847, WIUG 38, copy.
WSGH 92 monitoring.
92, don't know where you're at, but if you're used to Farmington, you might want to batten down the hatches because the storm's hitting here pretty hard right now. WSGH 257.
WSBM 993, monitoring Saginaw County. WSAA 336, WSAA 336, WSBM 993, you around, Chuck? WSBM 993, clear and monitoring mobile.